Would someone please hang that phone up?
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. It is open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about, call us here. We'll put you on the air. Hopefully it's something interesting. If not, we'll move on. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Don't forget, you can email us as well. All you have to do is go to conwayshow@gmail.com. So however you email, I don't know what you use, Outlook or webmail, I don't know. Go to all you have to do is to email us is just type in conwayshow@gmail.com. And Randy Wang has promised to read every one of them. Have you been reading every single email?
I stay up all night, every night, and all I do is read emails.
Jesus.
It's Ooh. So fulfilling.
Life you got going. conwayshow@gmail.com. Hey, now, dude, did you go to Wang's last night?
Yeah, I hit Big Wang's last night after the show.
And where is it? Over on off Cahuenga?
It's on Cahuenga and...
Still north of Sunset,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Selma, which is north of Sunset.
And how many wings did you knock off?
I only had about 15 wings because Thursdays they don't have the specials, but on Tuesdays they have 25-cent wings, so I ordered 50.
Jesus Christ, man.
You could only get them in packs of 10, 20, or 30, so I ordered a 30 and a 20.
That's a real single. You were single there, right?
Yeah, I'm single.
Yeah, but that's a real singles act. To go into a joint and order 50 wings for yourself.
Oh, come on. That makes you like the hero of the bar. Everyone wants to crowd around and see the guy eating 50 wings.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
And they all came at once? You ordered a 20 and a 30?
I ordered the 30, and then the 30, I was still kind of hungry. So at the last wing, the waitress came by and said, can I get anything else? I said, yeah, let me get a 20.
I thought you were trying to lose weight in there.
I am losing weight.
You're not going to lose weight by eating 50 chicken wings.
This is my vacation. I need to let loose and eat some chicken wings.
It doesn't matter how hard you're working out during the day. If you go load up on 50 wings, how much is 50 wings? You spending your salary on wings?
Well,
you should be the spokesperson for that restaurant.
Tim,
Wang's?
It's only 25 cents, so 50 wings is like $7.
Okay. It should be Wang's, Randy Wang's Wings, right? It's Big Wang's.
Exactly. The place was made for me.
Yeah. Did you pick up any chicks there?
I did.
Is that right?
I met a chick there last night, and we're just hanging. I buy her a couple of beers. I buy the pitchers of beer, and then I give her a glass, and I let her have some of my quesadilla.
So wait a minute. Hold on one sec. So you're walking around Big Wang's with 50 wings and a pitcher of beer.
Well, I have her come back to my table with the pitcher of beer and the quesadilla and the wings.
How'd you get her back to your table?
She was a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend.
A promise of plenty of wings and a warm pitcher of beer?
Exactly. Anyway, so I'm talking to this chick, and she's just a normal chick.
Did she do you right at the table?
No, Tim. No. But I'm talking to this chick, the typical small talk things, and she does one of these a-hole moves, too, where I ask her, hey, what kind of music do you like? I like everything. Mm. I don't want to hear that.
How old is she?
I think she's about 21, but she seemed like a real normal, nice chick.
She hot?
Yeah, well, she was kind of attractive. She wore glasses, but she was pretty cute. She was at the point where I thought I could get her.
Wow. So, you must have had a couple of pitchers in you.
Yeah. I think I probably had about 10 beers last night.
Jesus Christ. 10 beers and 50 wings. And then you go work out the next day, and they're like, wait a minute, what's going on with you, dude?
Yeah, I'm still losing weight.
Wow.
They must be healthy wings.
Or stomach cancer. All right. Yeah. So you picked up this chick?
Yeah. So I decide to walk her home because I'm too buzzed to drive home. So I figure I'll kill some time. It's about 1:40 in the morning, and she says she lives a couple blocks away, so she wanted to walk. So I walk this chick back, and I'm talking to her, letting I tell her about my name and how I'm a quarter Chinese. You know what her response is when I tell her that my last name is Wang and I'm a quarter Chinese?
No.
She said, "I hate Chinese people."
Just your type, man.
I find out that this, normal chick pulls a complete 180 on me, where I thought she's just this quiet girl at the bar that's kind of cool, will have a beer, talk sports with you. And she turns out to be this complete racist who thinks it's cute to be racist. And then she goes to tell me that she wants to kill herself when she turns 35.
What other race did she hate?
Let's see. She hates black people. Here's her reasoning why she hates Chinese people. Because her two last boyfriends dumped her for Chinese women.
Oh, I see. Right.
And then she... And this kind of scared me. She said, And like, so why do you hate black people? It's like, well, I think they should still be slaves.
Wow, look at
that.
That
freaked me out.
What year did you go over there? Were you
this
over
was
there in the
1860.
The 50s?
Yeah, about then.
Jesus Christ.
And then this chick tells me.
Yeah, but
me,
you know, that secretly was probably your attraction. I mean, you're not far off from those two philosophies.
What are you talking about?
You're a crazy dude.
I don't know. I'm afraid of this chick, but I still got her number.
Yeah, that's what I knew you did.
Well,
you know,
Tim,
she says she hates blacks and Chinese, and you're like, oh, man, that's a real turn-on.
I'm in the middle of a dry spell. I need something.
Yeah. Nah, you guys can, you know, raise those Confederate flags and drink that warm beer and those chicken wings. You'll be very happy. All right, gang, completely open phones here. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California, 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Anything you'd like to talk about, we'll entertain your call here. And hopefully, it'll be interesting. 520-9710. Jesse and Fullerton, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
I'm very well.
All right, man. Doing great.
All right. You had a Scientologist on earlier in the week. I think it was on a Tuesday.
Well, she's not a Scientologist. Her name is Carrie Kasem. She's a model and an actress, but she takes some Scientology classes.
Oh, yeah, and she was just sharing on it, and she was sharing with you that she was a little bit of... She was oh, my God, I'm dyslexic. I can't read, say that word, you know what I mean?
Dyslexia?
Yeah.
Right.
And she said that Scientology could help her.
Right.
And I was going to call in, and I said, I'm so bad, it's like Mao Zedong, it taught me how to read.
Wow. Now,
I know.
Have you gone to Scientology?
No, but, my buddy, he said the first couple steps is just kind of personal development, and then just reaches on.
Wait, personal development? No, so you have investigated it?
No, I haven't investigated it, but my buddy had dyslexia, and then he started doing Scientology, and then he started reading, and he didn't stutter anymore.
And did it work out for him?
And like I was saying, it's kind of like personal development.
Right.
That's what he tells me, and he just betters himself.
Well, you know, it's not, it's actually not, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, obviously it works for some people because they got an S load of people over there, you know, taking those classes. Hey, listen, it doesn't matter, you know, who's teaching the class. If you learn something or if, you know, if you can rid yourself of dyslexia, then, you know, knock yourself out.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but no, but Malibudan doesn't suffer from dyslexia.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, he suffers from lack of attention. You know, he can't, I mean, I think he's smoked too much pot, and he's burned out his short-term memory.
I think that's it.
And yeah, because, he'll tell you stories in great detail about what happened to him in high school and in college and his bird and stuff like that. So he can go back 20 or, you know, 25 years and tell you a story. But if you ask him, you know, what Baja California means, and he gets it wrong, and then you ask him 20 minutes later what it means again, he'll still get it wrong because the short-term memory is shot.
Woo!
Danny, please.
My favorite one is, what is the name of the high school they attended at Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Yeah,
and he was like, I don't know. Oh, my God. Like, and then you're like, I'll ask you.
Right.
And he said it again. He's like, Jefferson? You know what I mean?
Well, you know also, a favorite one of a lot of people that called in this week is when we said there are two different leagues in Major League Baseball.
That was awesome.
Yeah, you have the American League, and he couldn't come up with National League.
And then you asked him a name for teams, and then you're like, you're going to smoke on the last one. And sure enough.
Yeah. I you know what? This is a guy, and I'm glad you brought this up because, you know, it's easier to talk about this when he's not here. Because when he is here, I feel so bad for the guy sometimes. But he went to this Malibu Dan, who comes in on Mondays and does Stump the Monkey. He went to Greece for his honeymoon. And we actually took a map when he got back from Greece. We said, can you point Greece out on this map? Right? And he couldn't do it. He thought it was like, he pointed to like near where South Africa was. He was like, he was literally like 9 or 10,000 miles away from where he really was.
Hey, buddies.
Or 5,000. I don't know how far it is. But, I mean, can you imagine, you know, for a period of time, and he was gone for 2 weeks to Greece. He was in Greece for 2 weeks. He was on the planet. He was on the planet Earth for 2 weeks, and he didn't know where on the planet he was.
Oh.
Because I don't think it interests him. He wasn't interested in where he was on the planet.
I don't think he could appreciate it. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't understand it enough. Like, oh, my God, you're not in Southern California for once in your life.
Right. But
you
are
halfway around the world.
Yeah, but there's no place where they can put me on this planet where I didn't know where I was. And if I didn't know where I was, I certainly would look it up or do a little research before I went there. You know, so the sun would rise and the sun would set, and he would spend his entire day and his entire night for 2 weeks in Greece and never knew where he was on the planet Earth.
My favorite thing is a gyro.
And didn't care. Amazing guy, huh?
Yeah.
All right, buddy, hold on one sec. We're going to give you something here. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to the Hippie Fest at the Greek Theater on July 16th. You can see Jack Bruce there from Cream. And Eric Burden, look at that, of the Animals, and a bunch of other huge studs on stage. So get out there, get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. It's July 16th at the Greek Theater, and it's the Hippie Fest, so jump on out there. All right, 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California, 520-9710, and 888-520-9710. Anything you'd like to talk about? We'll throw you on the air here and hear what you have to say. Before we take these callers, this was something we were going to do in the second hour, and we didn't get around to it because Corolla was on, and we decided to have Corolla actually on longer because he was on vacation, didn't have to do anything, and he was comfortable in staying and talking about his movie that just came out on DVD. So go buy that, The Hammer, starring Adam Corolla.
Nice job, retard.
Thank you very much, Corolla. But this list came out today. And it's the 10 worst jobs in America. And maybe we'll talk about more on Monday. But we want to talk about this before, you know, every other talk show over the weekend. Because this list comes out just once a year. And it's the 10 worst jobs in America. And here they are real quickly. Number one is poultry processor. I can imagine that would be rather crappy. Sewing machine operator is number two. Farm laborer is also on that list, and I understand that. Working out in the farm probably sucks. It's you have to be out in the weather all the time. Let's see here. The next one is Mississippi prison inmate, forced labor, and then nanny on a temporary visa, laundry worker, roofer, recycling plant worker, street prostitute is up there. For all you street prostitutes, it's one of the 10 worst jobs in America. And then the last one is, and I don't know why this is on the list, but maybe it's because it's so dangerous and it's so tough to do, but a U.S. soldier on duty in Iraq. And it really is, you know, those guys are kicking ass over there. But it's one of the 10 worst jobs. And I think it's on there because how dirty it is. You know, it's in the sand and it's, you know, it's hot. It's a lot of work. You can be killed every single day. It's very dangerous, very hard work for very little money. And I think that's why it's on the list. All right, folks, completely open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Al here in El Monte. Al, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Yeah, I want to know if you're planning on going out to that Breeders' Cup they're going to have later this year at Santa Anita.
Yeah, and, I think it's in October, November, yes.
Yeah, you get the carte blanche, I mean, because, you know, you're connected to the industry.
Yeah, you know what? I would like to say, yeah, that we're taken care of and everything, but it's just not the case. You know, I call up to get tickets, and I'm on, like, a waiting list to get a decent box, but they're expensive to get tickets for this thing.
Yeah, I got an entry blank, and they wanted, like, $200 just for, like, one day of, you know, to get a seat, you know.
Yeah. It's really expensive, and it sucks because all of the like, I don't know if you're a real tracker or how often you go out, but I'm out there at least you know, two or three times a month, if not more often.
And, what, are you sick?
Yeah, sort of. I take my daughter likes the playground in the infield.
Yeah,
or at least that's I tell my wife.
The reason I say that is, I mean, I'm out there about 10 times a month, so I figure maybe you had the flu.
Oh, I see. Well, my dad had a great line. Somebody asked how often my dad went to the racetrack, and he said, well, only when they're open, you know? It's the only time I get out there.
He's a good man, and he likes those ponies.
Yes, he does. He taught me how to box those exactas, and I was in second grade, man.
Exactas.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get out there as well. You go out there with your dad?
Well, he passed away, but, yeah, he's the one that introduced me to the sport. I mean, it was more than just gaming. It was also, you know, the beauty of the horse, you know, the horses.
Right.
You go up to that Front Runners?
Occasionally, but I don't like it up there because it's like you're at an off-track betting.
Yeah.
You can't hear the track. You can't hear the crowd.
And you're
way above everything. And the only decent tables at Front Runners are really, you know, the tables that are down in front.
Yeah, against the glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big guy that goes out there. You know, I don't really like the turf club where you got to put a suit and tie in. I love just sitting on the rail with all the complete degenerates, you know, like myself.
Yeah.
And it's the mustard crowd, you know. Whether you have a hot dog or not, you're going to walk home with mustard on you somehow.
Well, I hope to see you down there because, I know it's pricey, but I am going to go to that Breeders' Cup. And
yeah, I'm going to go, too.
I wish you the best of luck that day.
Thanks, man. Where do you get your tips from? Use any of these, like, eponies.com?
Actually, I'm just a racing form kind of guy, you know.
Right.
I try to break it down, you know, fractions, weight, class. Right.
Well, have you heard of eponies?
No, I haven't.
You go to the internet, and it's e-ponies, P-O-N-I-E-S.
Okay.
.com, and they'll give you the selections for free every single day.
Eponies.com.
Yeah, at a couple of different tracks.
Very good. I appreciate the
All
tip.
Right. Good luck out there, Al.
Take it easy, man.
All right, man. There he goes. Look at that. Al, everybody. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Completely open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about? Maybe we didn't cover something this week. We should have. Maybe we didn't cover something this week that we should have covered last week. We should have, you know, we didn't spend enough time on it. And you want to chime in? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Stay tuned at 11 o'clock for Gretchen and the Lukes. A very funny show. Gretchen and the Lukes from 11 o'clock to 1 a.m. tonight. And it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Open phones here Friday, every single Friday at 10 o'clock, 10 to 11. And then Gretchen and Luke's come in, 11 o'clock, and take it till 2 or 1 a.m., I'm sorry. And there you go. There's your weekend. All right, 520-9710, our main number here, completely open phones. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Stephen Pasadena, you're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Hey, Tim. How are you doing today?
All right, man. You?
I don't know. I need your help, Tim.
All right,
I mean, I've listened to you for years, and you seem like a cool dude, and you seem like a guy who takes life with a grain of salt.
Thank you, sir.
This comment that just came out of your assistant about the psycho girlfriend with the buffalo wings that he met, you know, it's a little disturbing, and as a black man in America, I'm trying to get an idea of what your take is on this, because, I mean, in 2008, I'm sure all of us know at least one doctor, lawyer, engineer of every race.
Right.
I mean, it's hard not to.
Right. But,
and we all know idiots of every race, too.
Right. Well,
so,
you know,
I'm
it's
thinking,
also one of the reasons, I'm surprised that she lives in Los Angeles with those thoughts, because usually it's reserved for people who don't live in big cities.
You know, I can understand it if she's downtown Kentucky or Oklahoma or something. But here, it's just when I hear that, I'm thinking to myself, I'm coming home from work right now, and, you know, I work in market research and probably make 10 to 20 times what she will ever make in her life. And I'm thinking, but I should be back in slavery, according to her. And I'm sure, according to her, I'm just ignorant, and I shouldn't, you know, have the rights to the same thing she has in life. And she's not the only one that shares that opinion, because I date women of all races, and I'm always surprised at things that come out of either relatives' mouths or, you know, parents' mouths or whatever.
Right.
So,
well, you know,
I'm just confused.
Overt, you know, open racism, especially when you meet somebody on the very first night and they trot that out, that woman is trapped within her body for the rest of her life with that mind.
I guess.
And that's going to be, you know, one hell of a run through life if that's your opinion. And until somebody can change it. And
what?
I don't know if you change it. You know, when you're.
That's the thing. And I don't even know. Let's say she was just being funny. Because I know people say shocking stuff just funny, who may or may not mean it. But, you know, we all do it sometimes just to get people's attention. But most of us know that we maybe don't really think that way and we're just being stupid. But I have a feeling that, no, that's probably how she really thinks and feels very justified in thinking that way.
Right.
I'm just wondering, as a white male, and you've lived in L.A. most of your life, and your
right.
dad's worked in entertainment, so you've had to deal with people of all races. I mean, if you were a black man, where do you go with that information?
I mean, I don't know.
There's a lot of people that just say, screw it and stop trying. It's like, because it doesn't matter. You know, it's like, at the end of the day, to some people.
You there? Hello? Let's put them on hold. Steve calls back, and we'll continue that thought. But yeah, the chick that Randy met at the bar last night. It was last night, right?
Yeah, it was last night.
Where she said she hates blacks and blacks should be back in slavery and she hates the Chinese, right?
And the Jews. She said, don't ever trust Jewish women.
Is that right?
I'm like, why?
All right. Well, I mean, she is obviously, how old is she? She's young, 21?
She's 21.
Yeah. Well, she's been damaged in her life. I don't know whether her parents did that or whether, you know, she's had some bad luck in society. But that is going to be a single woman for a long, long time because guys aren't going to put up with them. And so I think that's sort of, you know, her prison, that she's got that mindset for the rest of her life. But what can you do? I mean, you can't, you know, go out there. I mean, you could, you know, simply you could try to change somebody like that. But I think when they're that far gone, that it's almost impossible. Like when somebody has a $1,000 a day cocaine habit. You'd like to do something about that to help the guy out. But as soon as somebody's that far gone on drugs, there really is no help. You know, I think that, you know, if you wanted to, you could, you know, certainly try. I mean, what was your reaction to what she said when she said she hates blacks and Jews and the Chinese?
I kept calling it, you're completely insane. What's wrong with you? And she thought it was cute. That's what creeped me out. She thought it was cute that she's a racist. I'm a racist.
Oh, bubble. All right. Well, it's not my girlfriend. It's Randy's. So don't call a bitch to me. It's Randy's chick. Oscar in Anaheim. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, Terry?
Hey, dude.
Just wondering, the 4th of July is coming up. A lot of people go outside the state and get illegal fireworks.
You don't have to go outside the state. You can go to Buena Park.
You go to Fillmore.
You can go to Fillmore.
Definitely.
No, there are some cities that still sell fireworks, and I know that Buena Park is one of them.
No, I'm saying the illegal ones, though.
Oh, the illegal ones.
It's straight out skyrockets and, you know what I mean, those bombs. So
I know. Somebody got arrested for it downtown Los Angeles today. The guy had 800 pounds of illegal fireworks. Yeah, I love fireworks. I love firecrackers. I try to get my hands on some every year.
So it'll be interesting how many callers call in and, you know, say they have some or they know somebody that has them, you know, just to get some kicks.
Yeah, I love fireworks. I had a bad accident when I was a kid. I held an M80. It was in my hand when it went off. My hand was numb for about a week.
Jesus Christ.
But that still didn't deter me. I love them. I love anything about fire and blowing stuff up. I'm like a child when it comes to that.
Oh,
if you get your hands on some, call me, though.
Not me, man. I'm just curious, man. God bless you, Timmy.
Thanks, everybody. Take care of yourself, man. Please. All right. There he goes, everybody. All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to a Steve here. Steve, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's up, Tim?
Hey.
Did you hear Randy when he said not only did he eat 50 wings, but then he was talking about that girl and he said he shared his quesadilla with her? I just didn't know if you got that.
Oh, I didn't. No. Wait a minute. You had 50 wings and you had half of her quesadilla?
No. I bought a quesadilla and I offered her a couple of slices.
Jesus Christ, man. You're going to go broke over there. What's wrong with you?
Dude, they have the cheapest food. And it's so good.
I know, but how much did you drink?
I had about 3 pitchers of Bud Light.
All right, just put to yourself?
I shared them, but I probably drank 2.5 of the pitchers.
What's your move over there? You sitting in a booth by yourself, like King Tut?
Yeah, I get the booth right next to the door, and I see people as they walk in.
And you just hang there with your wings and your quesadilla and their three pitchers of beer.
Yeah, and then I have my little Bluetooth thing and I start calling people to see if they want to come hang out.
Well, nothing, you know, that's like the cherry on top of the cake, man, sitting there with that Bluetooth in your ear.
It's not a bad, it's a good look, too.
I'm surprised that that chick even talked to you. The chick that hates the Jews and the blacks and the Chinese.
But it was a good quesadilla, that's all that matters.
Right. And how much did you, what's a pitcher of beer over there?
You get a four-beer pitcher, probably about $10.
That's not bad.
Yeah. On other nights, it's a lot cheaper, but yeah.
What'd you spend there? What's the total you spend?
I probably spent about $40.
That's it?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, the guy's going for it, man. What can he do? Likes his wings. Wang likes his wings and his quesadilla. All right. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Completely open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about? Anything we didn't talk about this week? Anything we should have talked about this week? 520-9710. Don't forget, you can also email us, conwayshow@gmail.com. conwayshow@gmail.com. And Randy Wang will read every single email that is sent to us. Every single one.
All of them.
Every one of them.
I reply, too.
You do? To everybody?
Yeah. Well, to the ones that are not just vagrant insults, yeah.
Repliable? All right. All right, I don't know why he's taking over the email, though, but he does, he likes it, and he reads it and all kinds of stuff. So, also, if you're a single chick, he's single. If you like a guy who can knock off 50 wings, a quesadilla, and three pitchers of beer, sitting in a booth by himself with a Bluetooth on, if that's your vibe, that's your desire, that's your fantasy, Randy Wang is your man.
I will share the food.
Yeah, I know. But you sit there, you hold that Bluetooth up in your ear.
Well, I'm trying to show off a little, but I think it's pretty cool. I hit the button, and I just say someone's name, and it calls them.
You know, you're like Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now. You're like the guy that we have to, you know, go up the river to and try to wipe out. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Open phones right here on 97.1 Free FM. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live. We'll do it live. Do it live on 97.1 Free FM. Back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Gina Grant is not with us. It's open phone. She's back in Washington, D.C. Be back Monday, I guess. More news at 9 with Gina Grant on Monday. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Hey, is this her on the hotline here? Gina Grant, everybody.
Hi.
Are you buzzed, dude?
Let me just tell you something. I am in Washington, D.C., not exactly the, you know, fast-paced mecca of the United States.
And all hopped up?
Well, here's the deal. I have a friend here who's six and a half months pregnant. She's been asleep for like 2 hours.
Oh,
and I got
Jesus.
Really bored. So,
you smoke all her weed?
Well, no, she's not really hitting it because, you know, she's pregnant and her, you know, husband's here or whatever.
Right.
So I was like, oh, yeah, I gotta have some liquor. I mean, I'm in a safe environment. I'm not going to drive it anywhere. I don't have a car. So I started making, like making my own shots.
Right.
And I tried to remember some of the ones we came up with. And so I'm sitting here completely buzzed in the dark, like drunk with, like, all these little shot glasses of, like, Kool-Aid colors in front of me. And I was like, dude, I am totally calling to say what's up.
It sounds like a great Friday night in D.C.
But it's like, it's almost 2 in the morning.
Where's the husband?
He's there. He's in the bed with her.
Is he making passes at you?
No, he's not. He's a good man.
Oh, no, he's not a good man then.
Yeah, you know. I do feel like I need a little validation right now.
Yeah. Get out, to hit the streets. What's wrong with you going to Washington, D.C. to see the hangout of the married couple who's pregnant? What a torture. I mean, it's probably about 110 degrees there, too.
Oh, dude. Seriously, 95-degree heat, 95% humidity.
Jesus Christ. All right, hold on one sec. Randy wants to talk. You coming back for Monday?
Oh, I will so be back Monday.
Yeah. All right, hold on one sec. Gina Grad, everybody. Look at you. All right, let's take some of these phone calls. Open phones. D in Rialto. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Tim, how you doing,
brother? All right, man.
Hey, I just wanted to say, first off, I love your show.
Thank you, sir. Well, those are two things guys like to hear. Big stud and the big penis. Yeah.
Man, you know, I was calling to talk about old Randy sharing his quesadilla with some racist chicks.
Right.
But one, that ain't a good thing. You never know who's in the booth next to you. Another, it could be a big black dude think he's boyfriend and bust his head. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So you never know. Hey, and then you know what? I just heard you talking about Gina, dude. I wish I was the room service at that hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Going there and bang her out because she sounded like she was blitz.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know this, but you black guy?
Oh, yeah, I'm black.
She loves black dudes, man.
Black as they come. Oh, yeah. I just wanted to call and say that's definitely not a good thing, though.
Yeah.
You hear somebody like that, you need to shake them off because, you know, they open their mouth and a guy ain't going to bust her in the mouth. He's going to bust him in the mouth.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, D, you're the best, man.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, there he goes, everybody. Ron in Long Beach, you're on the air.
How you doing there?
All right.
The first time I ever called. Yeah, I know you talk about a lot of different subjects. So, you ever catch a buzz and you shave before you go somewhere? Like the next morning, you plan going out to the track, early bird or something, and you shave the night before and wake up the next morning and it's right back again?
Yeah. You mean shaving your face?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yeah, I have noticed.
Every time I do, I go, damn, I wish I would have never fell down. I fell down as a kid and I had stubble and I never ended.
All right, Bubba, how much you drinking now? You're doing pretty well, huh?
Oh, yeah. I kind of laid off. I laid off. A little bit of JD. Whiskey Sours is about it now, but I still love the track.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll see you out there tomorrow for the Gold Cup.
Oh, you take care. Thank you
very
much. All
right, take care, Bobo. There he goes. My fairly flat observation about he shaves, then the next day it grows back, but we'll take it. What the hell? I don't know. Joseph in Winnetka, you're on 97.1.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, okay, very quick. What's the name of that place that Randy went for
It's called Big Wang's.
Big Wang's.
Big Wang's.
Yeah, you want to go with me?
It's in Hollywood.
Dude, you want to hang out there?
Yeah, sure.
We could eat some wings.
Okay, that sounds good.
We'll get pictures of beer.
Yeah.
Let me give you Randy's number. It's 661.
For real?
Tim, I'm not dumping you anymore. Don't do that.
All right, hold on 1 second. Take I don't know, if this guy wants to go with you
I could use some friends.
Yeah, well, call this guy. Then you want to hang out with those other chicks.
All right, but don't give out my freaking phone
number
on the air.
Hey, Joe! Joe in Pasadena, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right, dude.
Hey, what are some of the favorite shows you like to watch? Either old ones, you know, not necessarily the new ones or anything like that, but...
TV shows?
Yeah.
I don't watch much TV anymore. I don't find a lot of sitcoms that funny anymore. I was a big fan of Seinfeld, but no, I like new stuff and sports.
How about anything on Discovery Channel, like Deadliest Catch? You ever see that?
Yeah, it's okay, but I mean, it's so predictable. It's like, you know, a bunch. Well, let me guess. It's five guys. There's going to be a storm. There's going to be lots of waves. One wave's going to come over and knock one of the dudes out. He's going to have to go under. Then the four guys have to take over and work extra hard because he's not around. Then they're going to sell their crabs and make a lot of money.
Okay, how about the Sci-Fi Channel, Taps?
No, I don't watch that. But you know what I do watch is John and Kate Plus 8. Have you seen that?
No, what channel is that on?
I don't know what channel it's on. What channel is that on?
I mean, what network or whatever?
I don't know. It's not like a cable station. My wife will know. But it's about a man and his wife, husband and wife, and I believe they had like twins, and then they had like six tuplets or something. So they have like, it's John and Kate. Kate is the chick's name, plus eight. And they had eight kids. And it's a great show because if you think you have two kids, you got a kid, you got anything going there, John?
No, not, well, one kid who's about 23 years old.
Oh, okay. So. Well, then raising one kid is trying. How about doing eight kids?
How about two kids?
Yeah. No, two kids. My dad had six kids in 8 years, and I can't imagine doing that.
No, thank you.
All right, Babu. I'm going to call my wife now and find out what station that is.
Hey, how about Two and a Half Men?
Yeah, I see that once in a while. That's pretty good. I like that. But I used to, like, meet the press, with Tim Russert. Then he died, and there's no reason to watch that anymore.
Hey, is there any chance of a Carol Burnett show coming back on in any kind of cable station, do you know? Or
I don't know. They'll probably rerun it somewhere, but if they do, I'll let you know. We'll
please
talk about
do,
it the
because
air.
That was the best show. I grew up with that.
Well, thanks, man.
We only sat around there on Sunday evenings to watch that show all the time.
Well, you must have seen it on tape, then, because it came on Saturday. But
okay. Well, Saturday, all Sunday, right. It was all the same day.
All right, Joe, you're a big stud, dude.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes, everybody. I got to ask my wife when the show is on, because it is a great show. And it's I think it's called John and Kate Plus 8. And you ever watch it, then, Marina? You watch that, right? The John and Kate Plus 8? You look at that? All right.
Hello?
Hey, babe, it's your husband.
Hey.
Hey, do we have permission to put you on 97.1 Free FM?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, what is that show on, that John and Kate Plus 8?
Oh, it's on TLC, the Learning Channel.
And what, it was come on all the time, right?
Oh, yeah, it's always on. I don't...
And what is it? The two of them had twins?
Yeah. They had twin. They did the inverto or in...
In vitro?
In vitro inverto, right. Yeah. And they had twins. And they decided to try it again and had six.
Wow. And so you got eight kids buzzing around, and
yeah.
It's a great, great TV show.
I love it. I'm addicted to it.
Yeah, it's the only one I really watch of all that crap that you tape.
I know. I do tape a lot of crap.
Jesus. What do you tape now? Real quickly, why don't you, are you with the TV?
No, there's the TV lady is taking over.
What do you tape now? You tape everything. You got When You Were Out, This Old House.
No, I don't do those anymore. But I
Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen and, my new favorite is Swingtown.
Swingtown on CBS. That's a popular show.
Yeah.
Hey, Sophia's still awake.
And I don't know, all the reality shows like the Kardashians, and even though I don't like Denise Richards or the Lohans, I still watch them.
You tape those?
I don't tape them. I just watch them if they're on.
Yeah, you watch a lot of stuff on that TV, man.
Yeah, but
between you and Sophie, I can't get in there.
Crazy. You're back there with the computer. Tim has like a 6-foot computer screen.
I got the biggest computer screen because I'm on it. Like, that's all I do.
Yeah.
I wake up, I put my robe on, I'm on the computer until I got to go to work. I throw some pants and I go to work. It's my life. All right, baby. Thanks for coming on.
Yo.
And I'm sleeping out tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out with the guys after going out to Spirit Rhino, and then I might just hit a hotel.
Okay.
So I'll see you tomorrow.
How about Sunday? Yeah.
Ooh, Sunday's even better.
Great.
All right, thanks, baby.
Bye.
All right, there she goes. All right, conwayshow@gmail.com is the email address. conwayshow@gmail.com. Gretchen and Luke's are coming up immediately here. With Yanira, they're a very talented screener who's here today. It's a great trio, man. All right, it is Tim Conway Jr. right back Monday after Lycus on 97.1 Free FM.
I could see, I was just thinking about my policy when I'm managing the Jack in the Box over on La Brea over there.
Right.
You can't, you know, you need to live within a half mile of this Jack in the Box. Part, you know, there'll be a two-part policy. One is I can recommend a Jack in the Box that's closer to your house. The other is I will let you eat them in the parking lot of this Jack in the Box. But I could see a situation where the guy said, yeah, I'll do that, and started to pull over and then took off, in which case I would yell into the mic, we got a runner! And you see a specially outfitted Jeep come flying out from the back parking lot.
We got a runner.